I am part of your upline. I'm an ambassador with It Works, and I've been involved with It Works since August of 2010, so 2.5 years we're going on, which is crazy, crazy, crazy. I'm so excited that you guys all jumped on the call. We still got people coming in. We're at over 100 right now, so that's really fun. I think that everybody's kind of pumped up from boot camp and just seeing each other and just hearing all the cool stuff from corporate. So before I get started on my talking, I invited some people onto the call, and I just wanted to share with you guys the momentum that we're experiencing right now and some of the things that we learned at boot camp. So we do have our next boot camp scheduled for Atlanta, and I would highly recommend that you go ahead and get those tickets if you can. If you're in proximity to Atlanta, Georgia, and I don't know, I guess I'll let you define what your own proximity is, but I'll definitely be there from Michigan, because it is so imperative that we plug into these events if we can. We have one team, one missions popping up all over the country, and so you will have to stay tuned to the My It Works events calendar, the global calendar, and they're putting things up that were approved by corporate. I'm going to be in Erie, Pennsylvania, and wow, in just a little bit over a week. And so we'll be there presenting in Erie, Pennsylvania on 4th of April, which is a Thursday. And then the Pittsburgh One Team, One Mission, Mike Petillo will be there presenting, and that will be April 8th. So those are two events that I would love to see my Pennsylvania and surrounding areas get to. I would love to see you all and meet you if I haven't had a chance to do so yet. But make sure you get it on the books. Atlanta Boot Camp is May 17th and 18th. And then the next one that they did put up for us, but we don't have tickets available yet, is the St. Louis one, and that is in July. And so that is July 26th and 27th, I believe. And so St. Louis, Missouri will be another thing for the central, I guess, people to get to. And then I'm pretty sure down the road we'll be having one out west. But Cammie and Nathan are going to be out west in L.A., I think, this next week. And so just plug into that and get tuned in with what's coming towards you, because it's really important to get to these events. And these one team, one missions are just a couple hours, 2 to 3 hours max, and it's a really great place to bring your guests. So if you have guests that are interested, they can get corporate's perspective, and they can also hear some testimonies from other people as well. And it's just a good place to plug in. But I'm so excited coming off of boot camp. It really rallies me up. Even, I know a lot of things, but I learned so much at these boot camps, because we get to hear more information from our corporate staff and then hear really cool testimonies from people that are just popping up all over the place, and their testimonies of how the business has changed their lives and the products have changed their lives. And it's just really cool to let them pour into us and just hear their testimonies and glean a lot of information from that. But I want to hear from, I have invited David Dills to the call, and he is from Texarkana, Texas, right? David, are you on?
Yes, I am.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for coming on. We had a chance to spend a little bit more time with you this weekend, which was really fun. And so, David, what rank are you and your wife?
I am executive. And
executive.
I think my wife is at Ruby right now.
All right, fantastic. Okay, so we have Ruby, an executive, here with David and his wife, and I just asked David to get on the call. He was at the boot camp this weekend, and I would just love to hear your perspective and maybe a couple takeaways that you got from attending the event.
Basically, this is anyone's business. I mean, it doesn't take a specific person to take this and run. I mean, this is open for anyone to change their life if they want to. I mean, it just depends on how bad you want it. If you want it, you can make it happen, and you can change your life and just make it a new lifestyle.
Yeah, absolutely. I wholeheartedly agree with you. I mean, I don't think you have to be a female necessarily. You don't have to be in a certain age range. You don't have to look a certain way. I mean, wasn't it cool to see just all different ages and all different shapes and sizes and education? And, you're right. Anybody can do this business. What are some things that you think that you might be able to implement from hearing some other leaders and stuff talk at boot camp?
Pretty much that, I mean, don't let fear hold you back. Anyone can bliss. That was my main issue when we first started this, because I was terrified of going up to people. But the more you do it, the more comfortable you get. And I mean, people want what we have. So if you put it out there, you will get success.
Yeah, absolutely. You just got to get it out there and kind of take that shot. And so it's not as scary now, because we did go blissing for just a little bit afterwards. And so that was pretty helpful for you then as well.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Any chance you get to learn more information, take it, because the more you have, the more success you can get.
Yeah, definitely. And so you got a lot of information from boot camp. They had so much stuff that they threw out from us. And then I think also sometimes people overlook the chance to just kind of hang out with each other. Do you think that was helpful to you and your wife too, just to be able to kind of hang out with your team and meet other people as well? Do you think that kind of helps propel you a little bit as well, or?
Yeah, when you're in this business, you're not just in it for the business. I mean, we've made friends that we've never dreamed of having. I mean, these are real genuine people who care and support you in whatever you do, and will do anything they can to help you. And I mean, it's just one huge family, and it's awesome.
I love it. I love it. I'm so excited for you guys. And David and Melissa have two little girls, and you're young, really. I wanted you all to kind of get David's perspective. I think he has a great head on his shoulders. And how old are you guys?
I'm 25, and she's 23.
Okay. So you guys are youngins.
Yeah.
In my book. Let me think. Yeah, close enough to be almost a parent, but not quite. But I love it. So we have a young 20 couple perspective, and it just shows that you don't have to fit into a certain mold. So thank you so much for being on the call. I appreciate it, and I think a lot of people can relate to you. Being male and in this business, and then B, being so young. Do you think, I'm just going to ask you one more question, I'm putting you on the spot, I know it. Do you think it's harder for you to run your business because you're male versus there's so many females in the business, or do you think it's just open game for everybody?
I mean, it's pretty much open game, but you can't really think of it as, you know, a man approaching a woman with, you know, something where you're saying, you know, this is a product that you might be able to use. You know, it's strictly business, you know. Think of it as a business opportunity. If someone doesn't like it, then, you know, they weren't meant for it, you know. Just go to the next person. Anyone can do it, whether it's male or female.
Absolutely. I love it. Thank you so much for being on the call.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. So, and that reminds me of something, you know, that Shannon has often said. This is a business, right? I mean, we get into this opportunity because there's so many facets that we can relate to. We do have the fun aspect. We have the getting out and hanging out with other people. We have the friendship piece. It's such a big community. It really is a family business, in my opinion, as well. We meet really cool people along the way. I've met friends for life through this business, and friends that I wouldn't have met otherwise, and I'm so grateful for their friendship because of this. But it is a business. It really is a business. And Shannon has often said, if you want to make business money, then you have to think about it as a business. If you want to make hobby money, then you think about it as a hobby. The choice is yours, for sure. We can treat this as hobby money, or we can treat this as business money. Because this business is going to pay you so much more than any traditional business that you can even think of. If I had to do, if anything were to happen or down the road, and I have 150,000% confidence and it works, but I would choose network marketing again. This is definitely an avenue for ultimate success and the ultimate payoff that you would not get with anything else. So I have also on the call, I have Alicia Devaney from North Carolina. Did you make it, girl? Hey, how are you?
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, it's a little bit fuzzy, but you're okay.
All right, hold on. Let me see if I can fix that.
All right.
Can you hear me better now? Yes, thank you. Alicia was Alicia is just getting off doing a party, growing her business tonight. So
we had 11 guests and coming home with 9 loyal customers.
Fantastic. So. I love it. I love it. Yeah, it's anybody's game.
Pretty exciting.
So Alicia is a presidential diamond. She just went presidential. I'm so super excited for her. And so Alicia, as somebody on the opposite end that's been in a little bit longer and has had some more experience, what were your takeaways? What were your aha moments from coming off of this boot camp this year?
Well, one of my aha moments has to do with blitzing and the opportunity and how wide open it still is, guys. I know I weekly get calls, emails, Facebook messages of how many people are in this town or how many people are in this state or, you know what, it doesn't matter. And corporate doesn't even let us know what those numbers are because I don't even know if they have the tallies realistically that they even look at themselves because it is still so wide open. We're in Dallas, Texas, and Texas has several ambassadors now. They have quite a few presidentials in that area, and everywhere Nikki and Chris and Aaron and we were with the Conways, ambassadors from Oklahoma, and Beth O'Brady and with Shannon and Jared Altum and Dana, and everywhere we went this weekend, we would say, I mean, everyone obviously was looking at us, you know, what's going on? What's the green shirts? What's the bling? What's the excitement? Why are you guys having so much fun? Why are you all together in the middle of the day having lunch and not having to go to a job? You know, everywhere we went, people wanted to know what was going on, what this was, and nobody had heard of us. I mean, we were at the mall. Nobody had heard of us. We were at different restaurants. Nobody had heard of us. We were at different hotels. Nobody had heard of us. And what does that mean? Where you are right now, whatever city, town, state, country that you have residence in, get outside of your house because nobody's heard of us. And your opportunity and your field that you need to go reap the harvest is wide open. So take advantage of that. If you're nervous, get a blitzing partner. Make yourself accountable. It's sometimes there's power in numbers. So get together with someone and make it a contest. Make it a game. Take some confidence if you're nervous. Get some cards. Put on something black and green. And one of the things Joel Dunn, who is ambassador, said, compliment someone. Say, oh, my God, those are the coolest boots. Or, you know, he was speaking to his wife. He said it was so funny. He said, oh, my God, you're the most beautiful woman I have ever seen. Here's my coupon. Or you have such a cute kid. Here's a coupon. You know, we have TV shows about coupons. People love coupons. Get them out there. And, you know, one of the things Pam Souter said, and I had to write it down, so hold on, let me look at my notes.
I'm gonna add while you're looking at those notes, but
if somebody says,
oh, got it.
Pam said, if someone says to you, do you think I need this? And you know, you feel like they're taking it, you know, taking offense to it. Say, of course not, but everybody wants it.
I love
so,
that.
So you know, just come back. Do you think I need this? Or if someone kind of looks at you funny or something, say, you know what, this is like. I mean, we're being compared to Apple computers and the iPads when they first came out. You realize everybody wants our product. Why wouldn't you want something that's going to tighten, tone, and firm you in 45 minutes? So we are wide open, you guys, and get out there. I don't care where you live. We're wide open. We had the presidentials all together and the ambassadors together and the triple diamonds and above together in a room. And the question was asked, you know, how many ambassadors are there? And there's about 14. How many presidential diamonds are there? And we're not even to 50 presidential diamonds yet. You guys, there's so much room for growth. There's so much room for you at the top. And one of my aha moments was there was about 3,000 people at this event. That's a long line. That's a very long line to get registered. That's a very long line to go to the It Works store to buy cool T-shirts and new product brochures and all that kind of stuff. But as a VIP with It Works, And VIP now is triple diamond. And then VIP elite is presidential and ambassadors. You don't have to wait in the line. You go to the front of the line. You get to sit at the front. You don't have to get up early and rush and wait to get a seat and save one. They save it for you. That was very cool, huge perk, and I know that you might think, oh, that's ridiculous, but I'm telling you what, I'm not a very patient person, so not having to wait in line is really, really fun. So I loved that part. So if for nothing else, to go triple, you know, I know you get $25,000, and I know at presidential you get $50,000, and those are pretty good incentives right now, you guys. And having them extend that for us to the end of April is amazing and life-changing. You have all the time that you need right now to make it happen, because there are people doing it in days and people doing it in short matters of months. So it's pretty exciting to get those bonuses, but it's also super cool to be walking to the head of the line and not having to wait. And I felt pretty bad one time and felt a little guilty walking past everybody. But you know what? If you get to that level, you've worked really hard and you've earned it. And people will look up to you and want to earn it themselves. So just dig in there and make it happen. I don't know. I thought it was awesome. I can't say enough good things about it. I will say that Atlanta is going to be huge. I know I've already talked to some people that are 8-plus hours away, and they're making the decision to invest in themselves and invest in their business and get to an Atlanta. It's realistically going to be a mini conference. I don't care if you've been in 3 days or 3 years. You need to make the decision to get to this boot camp. I know that there'll be crazy, wild, fun things announced. I know that you're going to be able to network and come back and push your business to the next level. And so getting to that boot camp can really be beneficial if you're serious about your business. And if you just want to have some fun, you know, go back to what our company's, you know, all about. We're about some fun, about friendships and freedom, and you're going to get to experience that. You're going to get the opportunity in a little bit of a smaller environment to maybe meet Pam or Mark or Wally or Mike, or get to spend a little bit more time with our Ambassador Diamond. So it's totally worth it to get to one of the boot camps.
Yeah, absolutely. There isn't anything that you can compare to that. And I was going to say about your blitzing and getting that coupon on people, I love what Pam said about that, too. I mean, what a snappy comeback, because how many times do we hear that, right? Well, I'm afraid somebody's going to think I'm calling them fat. I'm afraid I'm going to get offended, or I'm going to offend them, or I don't know how to approach them. And it just really couples so well with what Joel said. What, you brought your mother shopping with you? Oh, here's a coupon. You know, there's a reason to give a coupon to everybody. And the other thing that Joel said was, don't ask, can I give you a coupon? Say, here's a coupon. I would love to share my coupon with you. Put it in a statement versus a question and hand it over to them, and then just stop and wait for them
and
to
be quiet.
Ask you. Yes.
There's power in silence.
Yes, because how many times did you do it before? I mean, I know I did it all the time. Here's a coupon for my body wrap, and it's really great. You can use it anywhere that you want to. And then I have supplements, too. I have a multivitamin, I have skincare, and then I have this ProFit shake, and then I have all of this stuff. So there's tons of stuff that you can get. And they're like, what? Who is this person? You don't give them time to process it. By just kind of by blurting everything out in that one sentence when you should just give it to them. But check this out, guys. So we went out to the restaurant, right? You know, it's almost like when you get all these people, it's a quick draw. It's like the Wild West. Who can pull out their coupon first? Well, Alicia got her coupon out first, right? And Alicia beat me to it. She got her coupon out into our waitress. And this girl was so uber super excited. She was Alicia's guest for the Friday night opportunity portion of the boot camp. So at these boot camps, if you're near Atlanta, when you come to this next one, you bring your guests there Friday. That's going to be just a whole new experience for them. So she got her guests there, wrapped her before the event. She sat there, listened to our amazing corporate staff, and then got back with Alicia, and she's going to join the team this week. I mean,
woo-hoo!
That's
Yahoo! That's awesome. And she's this super cool, sweet girl. I'm so excited. And so what's also cool is I'm sure there's other stories that I didn't even hear, but I know for a fact that there were like 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 distributors signed up on our team from that weekend. One of my girls on my team had, underneath Shannon, she wrapped a gal at her hotel. The girl signed up, and so they had an impromptu opportunity meeting that Sunday night following where that girl was going to bring her own guests to it because they were so excited and they were in town, so they took advantage of it. I mean, here we are in Dallas. One of the reasons that we went to Texas was because that's where they have a lot of shipments going. They're looking at the volume. So we're looking at the volume. Can we fill the house? Do we have the numbers to make this boot camp happen? Well, we did, but here we are, have this boot camp where all these numbers are coming through. And like Alicia said, nobody heard of it. We went to the mall when we blitzed. We blitzed our waitresses. We blitzed people on the streets. Nobody has heard of it. And they were also very receptive to it. So don't let fear, like David said, don't let fear hold you back, and know that we are just open to everyone, like both of them said.
And it's a vacation. I mean, we had so much fun. It's a vacation and a write-off. You totally can write this off as a business expense. And it's also an amazing opportunity for you to bring your spouse. If he's just semi on board or not on board at all, it's a perfect opportunity to bring him and let him network with the other men that are on the team or are supportive. Or if you're a guy in the business and you want to bring your wife, and so totally bring your spouse to these events. And, you know, families that dream together and build together have dynamic, super businesses. So absolutely plug in and try to get to Atlanta. Or if Atlanta's too quick or too far, go ahead and mark your calendar for St. Louis. I know at the Atlanta Boot Camp, they'll announce a few more that'll be throughout the rest of the summer and fall.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. Thank you so much, Alicia, for jumping on the call. I appreciate it. I know you're packing out the end of your month here, but you always
have good stuff to add, so thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good night, you guys. Power through to the end of the month. It's going to be awesome.
That's right. That's right. All right. So next on the line, we have somebody very, very special. We have Chris Moore. You on? He just got a new iPhone. So do you know how to unmute yourself, honey?
Hello. Am I on?
Yes.
Okay, good.
So
I was a little confused for a second.
I figured as much when I heard a little bit. But so we powered through and Chris always puts the kids to bed on Tuesday night so I can jump on the call. You know how if y'all have little kids, you know how that goes. So I'm glad that you made it. Chris, you have been in the business for 2.5 years as well, right? What did you take away from this boot camp? What were your aha moments that you saw this weekend?
Well, there were two that really kind of stood out to me. One is the fact that no matter how many times that we go to a boot camp or conference or one team, one missions or little get-togethers, you know, wherever we live, I mean, every time we go, we learn something different. We hear another story. We hear another product testimony. I hear something that I can take with me and use with a potential customer down the road. You know, it might be something that I had never really thought of before, or it was just presented in a different way. And for me, it's always a learning experience. I don't think that you can get to enough corporate events. I know there's a lot of times that, you know, there's money issues, there's time issues, there's those type of things. But you have to remember that you're running a business. And when you run a business, you have to, you know, you have to stretch yourself a little bit, and you have to put forth that little bit of an extra effort, you know, to get to things that are going to be important to, you know, to your bottom line. How are you going to change your business? And I can't speak enough to the power of getting together with like-minded people, brainstorming, you know, hearing the stories, and just really, you know, digging yourself into your business. You know, that was the first one. The second one for me, and I did join a little bit late with putting the kids to bed, but I don't know if Nikki or somebody else mentioned it. There was 100,000 loyal customers that were added to It Works Global last month. 100,000. That doesn't happen by accident. It Works Global is simply the name of a company that is made up of 50,000 plus distributors. So that is our businesses, guys. That is what we're doing. So those 100,000 customers came from people getting out there and opening up their mouths. And I know that, you know, everybody's in different phases of this business. You know, some are real new. You know, some have been around for a while. Some people have had, you know, extraordinary, very quick success. And then there's others that have struggled for a while. And getting to these boot camps and getting out there and just talking to people. Another thing that I learn every time that we go, you know, to these functions is we make it too complicated. We just have to simplify what we're doing, go back to the steps to success, but most importantly, get out there and open up your mouths and talk to people. You know, the fact that 100,000 loyal customers were signed last month tells me that it's not that complicated. You know, a lot of the, you know, things that we hear with people with, you know, when they say that they're struggling is nobody's interested in this product. 100,000 loyal customers tells me people are very interested in this product, and it just might be the approach that you're using. So my challenge to you is, when as soon as this call is done, take 5 extra minutes before you get on to doing something else. And if you're struggling in this business, I want you to do something for me. I want you to go into your bathroom or go someplace that you have a mirror, look yourself in the eyes in that mirror, and figure out what you want to do. Do you want to change your family's life? Because I can promise you this business is the vehicle to do that, okay? So go in there, look yourself in the eye, have a 5-minute conversation with yourself. I want you to ask yourself what you're doing right in this business, what maybe you can work on and do a little bit better, okay? And then what is your why? Those 3 things. And really just have a heart-to-heart with yourself. We all do things really well. We all struggle with certain areas. And sometimes we know our why and sometimes we don't. But I think if you do those 3 things, I think it'll really change the way, the direction that you're going in this business. And if you need help and if there's certain areas that you're struggling with, get in touch with us. We are here to help you.
Absolutely. You definitely, this is a team approach with this business, and you have your uplines, your downline, you have your sideline even. You know, we have amazing friends in our sidelines. They don't care how much money they make, that we make, you know, in terms of they're not threatened by it. It doesn't impact them, but they're still willing to talk with us and brainstorm with us and share with us and vice versa. You know, we would do anything because it doesn't, if I help somebody else out, it doesn't hurt me. But that's how your sidelines feel about you too. So there's definitely lots of resources within this business. In addition to just the team that you have here, you have outside resources as well, and you can pull and glean from other people's businesses and their perspectives as well. So, yeah, I like that. I like that idea of, you know what, you're right, you can get out there, you can do this. Don't let certain things hold you back. You know, again, like David said, don't let that fear hold you back because there are people out here, there's out there that are looking for what you have. And then, like Chris said, you know, 100,000 loyal customers enrolled last month. I mean, that's crazy nuts. They're going to find somebody. Don't you want them to find you? But the only way that they can find you is by getting that coupon out, like Alicia said, and sharing the opportunity because it's everybody's game, really, in this business. And you just really love what Pam says. You have to get over yourself. You have to get over yourself, and you have to put yourself out there in order to reap that harvest that you're going to get from this business. So, Chris, anything else that you want to add?
I just want to reiterate that, you know, if you are struggling, you know, Nikki and I are here for you. Your other uplines are there for you. I mean, it makes us no happier than to see you guys succeed. So, you know, if you have that conversation in the mirror with yourself after this call is done, if you want to, you know, get in touch with Nikki and I on Facebook, private message us. And if you do, tell me 3 things. Tell me what you've done right so far. Tell me what you think that you need help with or that you're struggling with, and tell me in detail what your why is. If we have those 3 things, I promise you we can troubleshoot the situation and we can help you be successful.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I got Alicia chirping in my ear. She's got something else that came to her mind that we want to hear from. What do you got, Alicia?
One of the most powerful parts of the boot camp, and it came from conference. They did it as well. I got to participate at a conference, but they have panels that get to stand up their own stage and really have one-on-one interview discussions with Wally. And there are panels about how the opportunity has changed their lives. There's panels about how the product has changed their lives. And these panels are built on your stories. And what the company is doing is asking you to submit your story. You know, they want to know, you know, what a difference the product has made in your life and how much weight you've lost or how your child is taking Confianza and is making 100s on his, you know, spelling test now. They want to hear these stories. I was broken like twice with different stories of people this weekend that, you know, have overcome amazing obstacles and are finding success in our products and in our company. And what they have done is for all of the upcoming boot camps is at the bottom of your weekly email, there is a place that they want you to submit your story. And you would have the opportunity to stand up and share that with the rest of the world and with the rest of the It Works distributors and guests there. And you need, if you have a powerful story, you need to share it because it will impact you, and more importantly, it's going to impact the lives of others.
Absolutely, absolutely. You got to share that story. You got to share that testimony with other people so that you can help reach out to other people as well. And it's just, it's cool to hear from where you all come from. And so, all right, so without taking too much more time up, I just wanted to share with you a couple things that I took away too. And I loved hearing one of these testimonies that Alicia is talking about. And this woman, and she shared with, we're planting seeds. We are planting seeds and we're getting the word out. And so when you share this opportunity, when you share our products with other people, you're planting little nuggets in their head. And over time, you cultivate these relationships with people, right? You're cultivating. So it's like you're tending to the soil. You're you know, tilling the soil. You're watering it, putting sunshine and love on it. And you're starting to grow these seeds and they start to sprout. And we don't see our harvest all the time right away. And that's okay. I think that's the hardest thing for people to get over is when they don't see that immediate gratification when they're out sharing their products and they're out sharing their opportunity. And I've said this many, many times again. I have people that 3, 6, 9, 12 months later come back to me and join my business or finally try the product and become a loyal customer or come back and ask me questions. And then it might be another 3 months before they do that. But I've planted those seeds, and I'm always cultivating that relationship because these people that we talk to are real, live, genuine people. You are one Blitz card away from changing somebody's life. It ultimately will change your life because the more that you bless others, the more you will be blessed in return. But I thought about that. I thought about her planting seeds and her talking about how we don't see that harvest right away. And I thought that was a great analogy because it's true. That's how we work our business. And so if you can hold on to that and you can know that it will come back to you probably in 2, 3, 4-fold than it was that you put it out there, but you just need to be patient and you need to kind of cultivate that. That is going to be, I hope, of huge reassurance to you, knowing that you're all, everything you're doing is for a purpose and things do take time. Another thing that I thought about was, you know, I'm guilty of it. I hear people say, well, nobody's receptive to my Blitz card. Sometimes this and that. And you know what? I go out in my Blitz and sometimes I get crabby people. You know, we all do. But I was really rejuvenated. Texas, I'm going to give a shout out to my Texas people because you guys, they're so friendly. I think it's the South. I don't know if it's Texas or what it is, but everybody was so receptive to my card, and it kind of gave me refocus with that. And I love the fact that people are receptive because they are out there. We just are looking for those right people. And David said the same thing. We're just looking for those certain people that want to run the business. And if they don't, it's okay. We'll go on to the next people. We'll say thank you, and we'll smile, and we'll step back, and we'll keep going. So, that was one of the things that just really kind of hit me is that, you know what, people are people. We ran into a real friendly batch down there, but we do have that everywhere, and it does not matter how busy it is, how you feel it might be quote-unquote saturated because we're not. The opportunity is still there. And then one thing I was talking with Shannon, she couldn't be on the call, but her aha moment was you know what? We cannot be afraid of promotions. Sometimes I think people are afraid of success. People are afraid of those ranks. They feel intimidated by the ranks, and something's holding you back. Again, go back to Pam Sauter. Get over yourself. But we are seeing people promote with this crazy amount of speed. Sometimes it takes longer than others, but I don't want you to be afraid of that also. I mean, we look at Cammy Dempsey. She's been in this business for 6 years, and, you know, she's a six-figure monthly earner, which is absolutely amazing. I will work my booty off. If it takes me 6 years, I will be forever grateful, because I know that if I'd worked 6 years in my past business as a teacher, I would never make six figures a month. But we're also looking at, like, Major Jones. She has really shot up. She's been in the business for 2 years. She is now making six figures. So this is, it is game on for everybody. You have the potential, and I want you to know what you have in your hands. So you can be promoting, and promoting is by helping your team. Madra and Cammy and Denise Walsh and Joel and Stephanie Dunn and the Conways and Rhonda Hartman and, you know, Blair and Melody McFarland, all these other ambassadors out there, they promoted because they helped their team. They helped their team, and that means pouring into them, training them, coaching them, being with them every step of the way, encouraging them, helping them to get whatever they can get for their business, because, again, it comes back to you. And last but not least, I want to leave you. I know we're pushing quarter two, and I'm a little bit over my promised 40 minutes, but I think this is really important to hear this if you're new to the call. And if you're not so new, I think it's very important to hear this as well. But we have to remember that we have a very, very simple, easy, duplicatable. Please do not recreate the wheel. It's not necessary. It will take you twice as long to get there. But we have this system for success, and it's called our Steps to Success. This is all you need. If you weren't there, I so wish you could have seen Maureen and Quentin Conway. This couple, I love this couple. They're magical. And they put it, they put this out in really cool terms, but they were talking about the steps to success. And Quentin was saying, and by the way, they're ambassadors, and they've been with the company for about 2 years, I think less than that, actually. And they're just a powerhouse couple, great people. But they, Quentin said, people come up to me all the time and say, what's your secret sauce? What are you doing? What's special? Like, how are you doing this? And they were going back and forth, and it's the steps to success. That's all they're doing. So you're getting somebody new in this business, right? You're getting a team member. It's not just a box you're filling. It's a person. You're getting a team member. You're getting them to join the business with the $99 business builder kit. They're boosting, and they're getting on ADBV AutoShip. If somebody does not want to be on ADBV AutoShip, then maybe they need to be a loyal customer. That's how you get paid. That's what differentiates you between a customer and a distributor and a business owner, an entrepreneur. So that's step one. Step two, you get four loyal customers in your first 30 days. Four loyal customers in your first 30 days allows you to get two boxes of wraps for only $10. You can get anything that you want, but it gets you $120 BV credit. And what that means to most of us is two boxes of wraps for only $10. You turn around and sell those wraps at just $25 a piece, you're going to profit $190 after the $10 out of your pocket that you put for it. I mean, $190 profit, that's awesome that you can turn around and make. And then you probably get loyal customers and team members off of those eight wraps that you put on people as well. So four loyals in your first 30 days. And then step three is find three people to do this business with you. Find three people to do it with you. Launch them. Help them get signed up, get their ADBV AutoShip boost if they need it, and then help them get four loyal customers in their first 30 days. It is imperative that everybody gets at least two. If you can't make your four, it's not going to kill you. It's not going to break your business. You can still go on and be uber successful. But you do need to get two, because that's what gets you bonus qualified. We'll talk about that again in a compensation call, or you can listen to a recording on a compensation call. But it's very, very important that you get two loyal customers for sure. But get those four loyal customers if you can, so you get that free product credit. And then you help them find three people. You train them to get out and get three people, and you repeat the steps to success. That is it over and over and over again. And Major, what she said was, I pull out a sheet, the steps to success sheet, every month, and I do the steps to success every month. I get 4 loyal customers, and I look for 3 people. And then at the end of the month, sometimes she makes it, sometimes she doesn't. I'm sure most of the time she goes over. She gets a new sheet, and she does it again. So get your sheets ready for April 1st. You know, and then you can walk yourself through that steps to success. You're continually launching yourself, getting parties on the books, and sharing the opportunity with everybody. So I think the steps to success are crucial for your success. It's very simple, again. It's duplicatable. It's something that everybody can do. And guess what? You can try it over and over and over and over again. And if it takes you a while, so be it. But that's all you need to do, and that's what you need to help your people do. Help them get the party on the books so they have their launch party cash in their pockets and find the things that they need. So I think that's, I mean, there's so much more, but I don't want to keep you. I just want to remind everybody that the triple and presidential good bonuses have been extended if you were shooting for that. If you have yet to reach the rank of presidential or triple ever before in your business, and you hit that either this month or next month, you get that $25,000 good bonus for triple and $50,000 good bonus for presidential. I have people on my team who have gotten both of those plus the $10,000 good bonus. Everybody that was signed up with this business before January 1st, you have until the end of the month to get diamond, so you get that $10,000 good bonus. And then everybody else that has signed up after January 1st, they have 3 calendar months to get the $10,000 good bonus, and they extended it from March 20th to April 30th. So that means that anybody that joins our company right now until the end of April 30th, they also have 3 calendar months in order to achieve diamond and earn that $10,000 get out of debt bonus. So lots of really, really cool things coming up. I'm so excited for everybody. The momentum is crazy. Take a piece of that pie. There's enough for everybody. And catch us on Facebook if you need anything, for sure. So thank you, everybody, for plugging in. I love you all, and just let us know what you need. Have a good night, everybody.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye. Bye.